Wow, the flags are completely dead. Huh. Oh, here we go. The current time. It is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Ghost Committee. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm having a fairly interesting day so far, kind of, not really. I didn't sleep very well last night, I was up really late, but I managed to get up at a reasonable hour, and then I ate my waffles and drank some tea, and then I decided to go outside because the current temperature is 7 degrees. There's barely any wind at all. I'm staring at three flagpoles right up. Oh, one of the flags is moving now. They were dead a second ago. The OPPD flag is just barely fluttering. We, my friends, are at Beaufort 1. Or less. Oh, here comes a big doggy. Who's this big doggy? Says... Is this a Nikita? What kind of dog do we have here? He's a big one. He sees me. We're walking towards each other on the path. If you haven't figured it out, I'm at the OPPD Arboretum. You should be able to tell by the background noise. And it's, hi, hi, yes, hello. Hi, buddy. Is this a Nikita?
Yeah.
Hi, I thought I recognized you. Oh, that's a massive, beautiful dog.
Thanks.
An Akita. Cool. I mean, you don't see those running around in this town much. Snappy looking dog. All right, so I'm walking up the trail that is the old, you know, kind of marmot zone. And there's some... I would tell you that mulch has been dumped so they can spread it, but there's a lot of dirt in this mulch too, so... Okay, things are starting to happen here at OPPD Arboretum, getting the trails ready for the season, I guess. Yeah. You can now hear the interstate traffic noise. The interstate goes right by Heron Haven. All right, what was I talking about before I saw the cool dog? It's a warmish day, but it's completely overcast. It's gray, much like yesterday. Everything is damp. I don't think it's raining, and I don't think it has rained. It's just very misty. There's a dampness. It's kind of confusing. And I tend to be confused. So, I don't know. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. What am I doing? I'm trying to remember what the hell I did last night. Mostly... I sat around thinking, and I did think of a really cool idea. And being as you won't be there, so I'm not really ruining any surprise, I think I'm going to tell you this great idea. And I want you to let me know if, in fact, you think this is also a great idea, or if you also think this is a great idea, because it is. So feel free to, you know, type any response or comments into Calm, or if you are not in the Anon Radio Room of Calm here on SDF right now, like all the cool kids are, you can email me, Tobe at sdf.org. All right, I'm walking down one of these little trails that kind of leads up to one of the little morel zones over here, and they've got some more mulch dumped out here. They've been spreading mulch on the trails. Okay, awesome. I love the mulch. It's all wood bark mulch. And I hope, because it usually is, it is laden with spores. Spores and mycelium. Okay, so here's my great idea that I thought of last night that's absolutely genius. Okay, so this is an idea for the show coming up in like 35 days at Kaite. This is a Kaite idea, and it's so good. It's so good. Okay, Kaite. Kaite is a tiny bar that is in a basement of an old building, an old retail commercial property up in Benson, a very old neighborhood. Well, when I say very old, I mean for America. Don't, you know, I know my place in the world. I know who I know who and what I am. So yeah, Kaite. It's dark. It's small, it's cramped, it's very underground, both literally and figuratively. I mean, it's in a basement, right? And it's very Japanese-themed. I mean, pretty much the only booze they have there is various types of sake and Suntory whiskey. You know, not a problem. So it's very Japanese. And it's underground. Okay, well, if we're trying to be in Japan here, and we're trying to be underground, what else do they have in Japan that's underground? And if you said the subway, well, yeah, kinda. Because that's what I said too. I don't know how much of anything is underground in Japan, but you know, I'm thinking Tokyo, because this bar, Kaite, would fit in. This is so strangely realistic, this place. It's scaring me. So anyway, I've got to do some ambient music there, right? And I'm thinking, what kind of ambience do I want to do? I want to do real ambient-y stuff, right? And at one point in time, I was thinking, yeah, I can run some frogs, just get some frog background sounds in there. That'd be cool. What other background sounds can I have? What other background sounds could there be? Underground. In a tiny little Japanese bar in Tokyo. Where in Tokyo? The entire city of Tokyo is as large as the state of Nebraska. Not quite. That's not entirely true, but it's close. Trains, subway. So what I'm thinking is, how about this? I'm in the little amphitheater. There's nothing going on. Some mulch has been spread up here. Let's just go walking up here. So what I'm thinking is, what if when I'm doing my ambience show, every 5 minutes the subway goes by? I mean, come on, we're underground. We're in a bar. What else is underground? Subway, trains. So I'm thinking, get me some recordings of some subway or other types of trains. I don't really have to be too accurate, because there isn't anybody here who has any idea what a train, at least a subway going by, sounds like. And so every few minutes I could play, you know, like 20 seconds or so of the subway going by. You know, we're down here underground. We must be next to a subway tunnel. And so, yeah, I'll get this subway sound. And then I'll filter it. I will filter it so it's just, you know, kind of the low-end rumbly sound. Because if you were underground in a basement near a subway line, that's what you would hear, right? And the beautiful thing about Kaite is they have the sound system that can reproduce this perfectly. They have that subwoofer that goes down to 10 hertz. That's all that thing is for, is making subway sounds. So it's going to be very realistic. You're going to be sitting there in the bar enjoying your sake, your warm sake, when suddenly ...20 seconds, the B train goes by. Yep. You look at your watch and you think, right on time. There goes the subway. That's a pretty subtle move, though. Is anybody gonna get that? Anybody gonna pick up on that? Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Probably not. We don't have subways here. In my town. We have lots of trains, but you're not gonna see them or hear them because they're hidden. What you are going to hear is the interstate noises. Waka chawaka. Yeah, so anyway. That was such a great idea. I had it right before going to sleep, and I thought, oh, that's a good one. I got to write this one down. So I wrote it down. I wrote it down, clown. I'm walking on all this fresh mulch, and it's kind of bouncy, a little bit too springy. This is the kind of thing that ends up hurting my knees. Is this the smartest thing to do? Tobe? Yeah, no, not really. And that's okay. Right, so if you think my subway idea is pretty good, let me know, because frankly, I think it's sheer genius. The only problem with that is that I tend to think that everything I do or think up is sheer genius. And, sometimes it just ain't. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, which way do I want to go? I hear bird umbrage. I'm going to turn this... Wait. There goes a cardinal. I'm going to walk up. Hey, we got... Oh, yes. We have bird action. There's cardinals. Red birds. We got... Where's the other... Okay, we got two male cardinals trying to impress a female. This guy's chasing this female around. Back and forth. Here comes, I can't tell because I just went up into the tree, another bird. We got two females. We got, all right, what we have is not a male cardinal fighting for the attention of a female. We don't have multiple males. We've got multiple females chasing this bird around, chasing this male around. Chip, chip, chip. All that high pitch chip, chip, chipping is these guys. Okay, he just flew over there. Where'd she go? She's up there still. Where's the other one? Over there. We got birds. We got birds. We got red birds flying around. There's the other male. Yeah, there's two males and there's at least three females. Yeah, so there's a whole bird party happening here at the Arboretum. All right. Hooray, hooray. Okay. So that's a brilliant idea for next month. Among many. I ain't the only one. And let's see, what else has been going on? I've been, I'm trying to get a flyer made for this. Got Dylan working on that. La-di-da, I got other shows coming up. But, I got an email less than half an hour ago. I haven't responded to it yet because it's going to take a minute. And I wanted to do all this stuff first, all this dubious goals stuff. For I have dubious goals. And the email I got was from the Luminarium regarding the upcoming gig. What else is going on out here? All right, let's go. We might have to take one of these paths that goes up towards the interstate. Got an email from the Luminarium saying, oh, we're excited, and na-na-na. And, you know, I'm really excited too, so na-na-na. And this and that and the other thing, and we're going to have some tables, blah-blah-blah, and this, that, and the other thing. And I now found out how much money I'm getting for this, and it's unimpressive. Yeah, and the worst part of it is, you know, they built it up and it kind of made it sound like I'm going to get so much money that I have to fill out a tax form. Okay, right? This is not enough money to fill out a tax form, but they sent me the tax form anyway. And so for them to even cut the check, I got to fill out the tax form and send it back to them. And they sent it to me as a PDF, and they want me to digitally sign this. Who's that honking bird back there? Squawky, squawky. Yeah. I don't have a PDF editor. I don't have any of that crap, and I don't care. These guys, for all of their pseudoscience and their museum, have no clue as to what's going on with technology. Yeah, so they sent me this PDF form. And so I immediately forwarded it to the emeritus, who has a printer. And I said, can you print this out for me? And at some point, I'll pick it up. I'll sign it manually. I'll put it in the mail. All right, I'm in that other little funny little morel zone. We have found, a dozen or so over the years right around here. There was two or three over there and two over there once, and there was a big one over there, and then there was some back there, and there's logs. Obviously, we're a couple months out from morel season. But it looks like things are shaping up. We got lots of leaves, lots of dead cellulose falling on the ground. We got good moisture today, somehow, some way. I don't really understand. Did it rain or not? I don't think it did. Maybe it did. So yeah, the Luminarium thing is coming up, and that's good, and that's fine, because the parts that I ordered came in the other day. This was just a few cables. This was some, these were 4 3-meter cables. Just regular 3.5 millimeter patch cables. Phono. TS. And I bought some couplers because I'm going to need some long runs. So I have some female-female couplers for those so I can make 20-foot cable or two. And hopefully this will be enough. It should be. Because I have 2 other 10-footers. Plus I got all the, like, 1-meter ones for the synth and Nana Blanaska. Blanaska, Blanaska. And so, yeah, getting ready for the big shoe. The big shoe. All right, I'm approaching one of the little bridges, one of the 7 bridges of Königsberg, and they bulked up the sides of this concrete pad. There's been a marmot den under this bridge in the past. I don't think there's anything going on in this marmot den today, though. No, there's nothing happening at all. Ain't nothing happening at all. Not at all. Despite all the computation. I guess we could just go ahead and dance to the rock and roll station. That would be all right. I'm gonna walk out here onto this zone. I'm gonna come out here on the path. Turn over here. And do I see a dude? Is that a bunny over there? Is there a bunny in there? Is that a bunny or is that a lump of